نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد، قال الله تعالى في قرآن مجيد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد معدن الجود والكرم. اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وهدي الغالب. اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وهدي وصحابي وبارك وسلم. أما بعد، قال الله تعالى في قرآن مجيد: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا وسبحوه بكرة وأصيلا. صدق الله العظيم.
One question. I would like to start the discussion that whatever we at this moment in time, whatever we have in our possession, we have our house, we have shops or employment, house, wife, children. What is the reason that we have all these things? What is it that has caused all of these things to be with us? Very simple question. And the answer is also easy. Life. That this is all the game of life, you can say, or the cycle of life. We are alive, and that's why everything's with us. We have house, wife, children, business, occupation, everything that goes with life. If we don't have life, then we won't have none of these things. None of these things that are mentioned will be with us. So what is life based upon? What does it depend on? For which reason are we existing? Think about this as well. Yeah, that if all these things we've got in the world are due to the fact that we are living and we need them, then what does life depend on? On which thing does life depend? Based on us being able to breathe, because we are living, we are existing due to the fact that we are breathing. Yes? And not just breathing the different breaths, but let's take just one breath, because breathing the number of breaths, that's more than one, that's multiple. But one breath is minimum required to keep on living. Because one breath is so valuable, if you imagine, the whole life, whatever we're doing, we are depending on that each breath, one breath. And when this one breath doesn't take place, then what's declared? That person has passed away, he's died. That's how valuable is the one breath, if we look at it. So this breath, what does a person do to keep it going, keep it moving? Not just for many, many number of breaths, but just for one breath. What does a person do? What does he not do? How much he tries, the effort he makes. So in other words, the whole life depends on the breath of a person, one breath. And if we don't breathe, then there's no life. If we don't have life, then we don't have all these things around us. Fine? The connection? But after a person, if for example he doesn't breathe, he passes away. It's obvious. So then after that is the next life, the akhirah, the hereafter. So in that life, the hereafter, this same breath, it has more importance, if we think about it, is more important. The breath here, that we are alive and we have everything around us, is due to the breath. But remember this point, that this breath that we're discussing after dying, then it becomes even more valuable after that. Becomes even more valuable after. He needs even more. It's so valuable is this breath. So what we learn is that one breath of a person is so valuable that the life in this world depends on it and the akhirah also depends on it. But how weird we are. Have we ever thought about this? No. We keep on breathing, keep on breathing, keep on breathing in and out, in and out, in and out. What happened in COVID? And even now it's there. It's about breath, isn't it? Yes, put the mask on, I can't breathe, hard to breathe, there's a reduction in this breathing, it's difficult to breathe, this, oh, I'm dying, I can't breathe. That's it. So what we learn is that the dunya and akhirah both are connected to breathing, the breaths, and due to breathing, our breaths, in this world we are alive and everything around us is there. And for this dunya, so that we can live more and have more enjoyment and take more things from this world. So to save this breath so that we can breathe more, look how much effort we make. We try hard, hospitals, doctors, nurses, medicines and chemicals, stores and pharmacies. All of these things are for what purpose? So that we can maintain and preserve our breath. We're exercising, walking, and trying to make good health, eating proteins, and having good diet food. Don't eat this, don't do that. Why? That maybe we don't want our breath to leave us, to betray us. Isn't it? This is the reason. So how much deep, I'm telling you, explaining to you a deep point here. Yes, so this is a majlis of fikr, of concern. With dhikr, if you don't have fikr, then it's a waste. So ways, dhikr and fikr, they go together, connected. So in that dhikr, where there's no fikr, then that dhikr is a waste as well. So this is fikr, concern, worry, analysis, that how important that everything we do, it we breathe, but we don't realize that how valuable a thing we have with us. How, the, like for example, the sickness Allah gave us, COVID, maybe Allah gave it so that we realize how valuable are our breaths in our life. That Allah says, your breath, one of it. If we don't have it, you can't do nothing. And to breathe, so that we can live more in this world, so we can enjoy more in this world. That how much we protect and preserve and try. But Allah Ta'ala said that I've given you the connection of a breath. Just like, say for example, if Allah says in this box, this is the number of breaths you have. After that, there's nothing. Nothing. We have iman, we have yaqeen on this as well. That our breathing in this world is a certain number, a certain count. We have yaqeen, isn't it? Yes, we have a yaqeen. But we don't have iman to have that yaqeen. We don't try. If we knew really that it's not unlimited, the breaths in the world, Allah has counted them and given them to us, and our body is a box, and Allah has put the number of times we will breathe in our lives into this box of the body, that you can breathe this many times. Somebody has 1 million, someone has 2 million, someone has 3,000, someone has 4,000, 2,000, 5,000. But the breath, the number of breaths Allah has allocated to each one of us, we cannot breathe one more than that. That's with regards to this world. So let's think for a moment. Let's think as a thought or an effort or what's supposed to, no, do this. Oh, put a machine on him. And sometimes the doctors say that let us take the machine off, disconnect the machine. Why? Because he's in pain, difficulty. No, keep the machine on. Maybe he will live longer. Say Subhanallah. Why? What will happen if he lives more? Then we'll go home. Then we'll have a bed. Then we'll have enjoyment. Then we'll eat food. More life. How long can a person stay alive? So for the dunya, we have so much value for these breaths in this world. But do we know that more than in this world, we have a deep connection, thousands of times more for the hereafter? Why? Because with the breath in this world, what will you get? Business, wife, children, offspring, this, and all temporary things you will get. But for the hereafter, the breaths for the hereafter, what will we get? The breaths in this world, what will we get in the hereafter? We'll get permanent life. Permanent life. No, yes, no, no number of breaths, no illness, no chemist, no pharmacy, no hakim, no doctor. No old age, subhanAllah. Old age, there will be increase in youth. Forget about old age, that we can't have to, that every day there will be increase in the youth. And this will come due to the breaths in this world. We say, oh, when the breath finishes, he's died. No, don't think like that. That the breaths will be useful in both places. Jannah, the hoors, the maidens, all the maqams and the stations of the hereafter. In this world, as well. In this world, you will get things from breathing, for example, ghawsiyat and kutab and all the phases of qurb to Allah you get from the breaths in this world. And for the hereafter, the darajat, the ranks and the status, due to the rewards of the breaths in this world, you'll get the hereafter. The, for example, muttaqi, the shaheed, etc. Give him this reward, the ashik, the lover of the Prophet, the person who obeys the sunnah, don't give him this, give him this. So wherever you utilize the breath in this world properly, if you have here, and you're utilizing and valuing it properly, and you implement the deeds, then you'll get the rank in the hereafter. Every person of iman, he has an open playing field in this world. A person who has iman, open playing field. Whatever you want, become a kutab, a ghaus, whatever you want to become, Allah has opened the field for you, play the game and earn for thereafter due to the breaths in this life, in this world. And in the hereafter, due to the utilizing these same breaths in this world, Allah says you keep on getting the rewards. He's a hafiz, he's an alim, he's a scholar, he's got this rank, he's a qari, he's a muhaddith, he's a scholar. Whatever darajat, he's a friend of Allah. Whatever you'll get in the hereafter, the darajat will increase due to the connection with how the breath was used in this world. So what we learn is that even after dying, it's not that the breath finished, no. That the breathing physically is finished, because there's no breathing there in the hereafter. But the value of the breaths, you will get the benefits in the hereafter. The hurum maqsuratun fil khiyam. Yes, Allah mentions in Surah Rahman, that such hurs and wives that somebody until that time hasn't even touched or seen the reward, if we see it. Do you understand what I'm saying until here? So shall we continue? Okay. So brothers, this is a majlis of fikr, it's not a speech, it's not a bayan, it's not a lecture. So we do dua, I pray for myself and for you brothers as well, that may Allah Ta'ala give us fikr, concern. And when the fikr comes, that breathing, the breaths are very valuable, that how a person's life will improve and get better. So now listen further. So the same breaths that we're breathing, for the world is the same breath, and for the hereafter is the same breath. For the world, we prepare so much to try and save and elongate our life, that I want to breathe more, live more, like the examples I gave you. Okay, if not for the dunya, maybe we do it to earn for the hereafter. But I ask you, when we need these breaths in the hereafter, then for that, do we have no need to make effort to get the value and to get the reward for these words? Has Allah not given us a method that just like you are protecting your life in this world to live longer, Allah says, go towards the cure. It's sunnah. It's sunnah. If you have an illness, that's why you should save your health and make your good health. So if you then elongate your life and make your life better, then you'll get more reward in the hereafter. So Allah says, what's the reason I gave you the breath so you can get the reward in the hereafter? What has Allah prepared for that? Allah says, I want you to value your breaths in this world so much so that you can get so much more and maximum in the hereafter. So what should we do for that? Here we have medicine in the world, hospitals and doctors to increase the number of times a person breathes, isn't it? So what is the preparation Allah has made in the hereafter so that a person can value and utilize his breath to the maximum? So we can create that fikr today that we need to preserve ourselves and utilize our breath for the hereafter correctly, because it's very valuable, the life Allah has given to us. If we don't make our life valuable here, then in the hereafter we'll get nothing. We'll attain nothing. Yes, so this is where we need to practice so we can get the rewards in after salah. How shall we make our breath in this world so valuable so that we can get in the after? Step by step, I'm trying to explain so that we can understand properly. Okay? So for this, what has Allah Ta'ala done? For the hereafter, Allah says, won't just leave us on our own in the wild. Allah says, you're gonna come to the hereafter, so I'll assist you in preparing. Dhikrullah, Allah Ta'ala says. Dhikrullah. So today I'm going to explain you the unique importance of dhikrullah. And you'll become happy that, oh yeah, we're on the right path. Allah Ta'ala has put us on the right path, on the right track. Look now. So Allah has explained to us in a unique way today. What has Allah Ta'ala said? That protect your life in this world. If you want a longer life in this world, you have medicines and you have herbal medicines and they protect your life physically in this world. But if you want to protect your breaths in this world for the betterment of the hereafter, then Allah says, I've given you dhikrullah. Do the dhikr of Allah, the remembrance of Allah. How? Look here, I'll explain. Then you'll understand, inshallah, the point I'm making. This is all from hadith, what I'm explaining. So we're breathing now, one breath. Yeah, I've just breathed now, one. One breath, it's gone. I breathe in and out. It won't come back. What's happened? Yeah, if it doesn't come again, then I'll die, isn't it? As I said, one stoppage, what happens in COVID? Person who's got coronavirus, this is what happens in COVID. Oh, he can't breathe, he's not breathing, he's died. Okay, so the connection of the breath with the body, that one breath, your one breath is gone, your heart's gone, kidney's gone, liver's gone, your lungs have gone. Everything fails, your organs fail. Imagine, everything goes because you can't breathe, and then it makes everything cease in functioning. Say subhanAllah. SubhanAllah. So you see the value of the breath? Yes, this is the value of the breath. One breath. So such a fantastic value and extremely valuable in the eyes of Allah. So what did Allah Ta'ala do for the breath? Allah says that this breathing that we do in this world is not being wasted. It's being counted by Allah. And Allah Ta'ala counted how many breaths we have in the life. So what happens as nobody can dare in this world that no leaf can sway off the tree without Allah's permission. Say subhanAllah. Listen more. That even a leaf when it sways and blows around, it cannot move without Allah's permission. Everything in the universe is based and moves on Allah's hikmah and Allah's instruction. You accept that, isn't it? So how can the breath dare that it is holding our life together, that without Allah's hukam, it cannot move, it cannot breathe in, you cannot breathe out. So what's the system? System, as soon as we breathe in, very quickly, in and out, but to Allah, everything is in Allah's control, mashallah, every breath in our body. So as soon as we breathe in, yes, we inhale, then we exhale. Where does it go? It goes to the court of Allah, that breath. The one breath. And it goes and requests to Allah, Allah, do you instruct me that I go back into his body again so he can breathe in? Say subhanAllah. SubhanAllah. This is the system that Allah has developed of breathing. So who does the breath take the permission from? The true creator, because Allah is the master of the universe. This is a machine, the human being. He can do what he wants in the world. He wanders around. He's the one who creates turmoil and destruction in the world, and murder and disputes, and counters Allah Ta'ala's creation due to the one breath. And where does that breath go when he breathes in and out? It goes to Allah's court. To Allah's court, and he seeks permission. Allah, can I go back into that human being? This is the fikr of the world we need to have in this life when we're living in this world. So what does Allah Ta'ala say to the breath? Allah says, if Allah wants to stop it, then maut comes. If Allah wants to send it back, Allah sends it back. Clear? Clear. Now listen, the value of breathing. So the breath, it goes and presents itself to Allah. And how does it present itself to Allah? That breath, it is empty from, it is void of the dhikr of Allah. Devoid. That breath has gone in such a way to Allah that it is empty, is devoid of the dhikr of Allah. So such a breath, when it arrives to Allah in the court of Allah, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he doesn't accept that breath of that person. Allah rejects that from his court. And Allah gives no benefit. Allah doesn't pay attention to that breath. Doesn't focus on it. Rather, Allah rejects it and expels it. Expels it. Allah kicks it away. Now go back. And so that breath is devoid of the dhikr of Allah. It is lacking. So that breath, it loses out. It comes back. And when it goes back into the body of the person, then shaitan, he's waiting there. Immediately he catches that breath. This is the system I'm telling you of creation. The system of creation. So that breath, shaitan catches that breath, that wants to go back into that human being, and is going to go back for a second, within a split second, all this, not even a second, rather the flash, the blink of an eyelid, all of this occurs. So Allah Ta'ala has given power to shaitan, full power, total control, and he takes hold of that breath that's going back into that human being, and he takes control of it. And that breath, what happens? It's a dirty breath. Shaitani waswasa and injection and thoughts and disobedience and all wasteful things. It goes back into the body of that person with the shaitani influence. When that breath goes back into the body of the person, then that same breath is the thing that makes a person disobedient, makes Allah, a person go far from Allah's marifah, makes him do shaitani actions, evil actions, puts waswasa into that person, fighting, arguments, munafiqat, hypocrisy. All of these things are within that breath of that person that goes into that person, makes him act like that. Whose fault is it? The breath has gone to Allah. Whose fault is it? That individual who's living without dhikr of Allah and breathing without dhikr of Allah. Do you understand the point I'm making now? Very simple, isn't it? So continue. So the breath, it goes into a person. And then it goes to the court of Allah. Same way, same system. Another example. But how did that breath go? It went, it was exhaled with the name of Allah's dhikr. And so that breath, it goes to the court of Allah with the dhikr, because that man is doing dhikr. The person who does dhikr, then his breathing does dhikr as well. So when that breath reaches to Allah's court from the dhakir, it goes to Allah's court, Allah Ta'ala accepts that breath. Allah allows His mercy to be focused on that breath, Allah's tawajjuh, Allah's attention. Yes, and with respect that He's given permission to go back to the human being. So He has nuraniyat and He's enlightened and Allah Ta'ala's attention and focus, and there's nur, that with such spirituality and nur in that breath, that shaitan cannot dare to catch that breath or to influence it or to pay attention to it or to control it. And in that state, when that breath comes back to that human being and it goes back into that person, then it fills that person with the nur of Allah. Yes, and He has marifat and nearness to Allah, Allah's mahbubiyat, Allah's obedience, Allah's love, Allah's obedience. Everything increases and multiplies in that person due to that breath of dhikr of Allah. And this is happening every second with the blink of light. Breath is coming in and out, in and out. Every second we're breathing, aren't we? Every second. So this cycle continues. So for this reason, that breath which is without dhikr of Allah, then that destroys a person. In the world it destroys a person. He doesn't get anything in the world. No benefit. And hereafter wise as well, it's a waste of time, that person's life. He's breathing without that nur. And he's wasting his time. But you've not earned anything in that breath. You are disobedient. Yes, you haven't done anything beneficial. So here, Allah Ta'ala has hinted to us in the Quran, وَذْكُرُ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا لَلَكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. That's why Allah orders, instructs us to do His dhikr. Allah says, this is the quality of my remembrance, that you do my remembrance, and how do it? Kathir, high quantity, abundance. What's the reason for it? So that you can attain success in this world and the hereafter. So my brothers, this is the value of our breaths, of our breathing, the reality of it. And this is the most important point to understand. In the Quran, Allah taught us this, that why is dhikr the most important action? This reason, with dhikrullah, every second the nur of Allah comes to you due to that dhikr. And the reason for doing dhikr, the meaning of dhikr, look, doing dhikr, and one is to attain the objective of dhikr. There's a big difference between the two. One is doing dhikr for the sake of, okay, alhamdulillah, you're doing it. But the actual objective of doing dhikr is that our every second, every breath of ours should become a dhakr. That's what we need to attain. That's where we need to reach through. Until we don't get the objective, that our every breath is attached to the dhikr of Allah. Every breath we exhale should be attached to the dhikr of Allah. How do we get to that station? That is with qalbi dhikr, the dhikr of the heart. That's why qalbi dhikr, Allah Ta'ala has increased the value. 70 times more reward of doing dhikr in the heart as compared to the dhikr of the tongue. When a person does dhikr in the heart with tawajjuh, focus, then in his heart that dhikr, that continues. Obviously the heart controls that. And then with the heart, obviously there's nisbat, connection with the breath. Then the whole body becomes the dhakir. Then he becomes like that. The human being, that every breath he inhales, exhales, is with the dhikr of Allah. That's why Allah Ta'ala says, وَذْكُرُ كَثِيرًا لَلْكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. But doing dhikr and to attain the objective of dhikr are two different things. Remember this, that until we don't do dhikr in that state, that our every breath is, we are remembering Allah during that time. Every breath we exhale is with Allah's remembrance. Just like Allah Ta'ala's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said in hadith, look at the hadith, that when you depart this world, depart in such a way that on your tongue is the name of Allah, is Allah's name, is the dhikr of Allah. So brothers, this is how much important there is. Now tell me, what's our hal? What's our relationship with dhikrullah? What's our connection with dhikrullah? How many people are ignorant or asleep, tell me? And how many people are those who make effort and work hard in doing dhikrullah? And what should be our intention with regards to doing dhikr? Listen, it's not piety, not to become a khalifa or a waliyala, nothing. The objective of doing dhikr is that we become that human being that every breath of ours is attached to the dhikr of Allah. That's it. Every breath we take, we are remembering Allah. And that's the tariqa, the methodology is qalbi dhikr, dhikr of the heart. Remember Allah in your heart, with your heart. The person who has attained this dhikr, the dhikr of that, alhamdulillah, he is on the track. He's on the path. And from Allah is good news, tuflihun, you have attained falah, success. So everything, why? Because within that person, the nur, the light of Allah, it automatically comes with dhikr. He's breathing in, breathing out, breathing in, breathing out. He's breathing out, breathing in. The breath comes back with the nur, the light. Fadhkuruni adhkurkum, Allah says. Fadhkuruni adhkurkum. Quran proves this. That as soon as your memory, Allah says, that nur goes up, Allah Ta'ala says, I give you nur then to the breath. Then it comes back, that breath. And the whole cycle of life and the status and the rank an individual attains is when he has good breath within him. And he, with that good breath, look here. The person who doesn't do dhikr, what is his emotion? What are his feelings, his characteristics? That all is external ibadah, physical worship. Every day I see this. Every day I see this. That 2 days ago I met a person and he's half his Quran and he's distressed, upset. He's doing all the physical actions. But he said, waswasa is attacking me. Shaitan's attacking me, he said. And he said, I can't feel the benefit of my deeds. I don't feel like doing actions, he said. I don't feel like practicing. I don't have the feeling, the khushu in salah. I don't feel like practicing. Thousands of distractions after salah, after hajj, after zakat. All the amal we do, physical worship, actions, deeds, attached to that, even then, a person has waswas of shaitan, shaitani, whispering, influence. Why? Because dhikrullah, he's not performing Allah's remembrance, that person. Our breathing is impure. Our breath is impure. The breath can only be saved when we follow the system Allah created that save every breath of yours. And the breath, you can only save it from shaitan when dhikr Allah is instilled into your breathing. Do you understand the point, the importance of the dhikr of Allah? Do you understand? Try and explain in a unique way. So how much we are losing out if we're not remembering Allah. So the result, the conclusion here is that we need to attain our objective. Until we don't attain our objective, then we are, every breath of ours should be attached to the dhikr of Allah. So for that Allah Ta'ala has instructed. How should you do dhikr? Just the way Allah has ordered, we should do dhikr in that way. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu dhkurullaha dhikran kathira. First, what does Allah say? That do dhikr kathir, high quantity, abundance. Not counting the dhikr. Not counting that you take a tasbih, 2,000, 3,000. No, that do dhikr in the heart. Dhikr in the heart. Every moment your heart should pay attention to Allah. Sit with a sheikh, a teacher, whose special quality is day and night, his function is that he teaches and instructs dhikr kalbi. The dhikr of the tongue is the first step on the rung. And to make you habitual and used to doing dhikr, you do dhikr with the tongue. But then you come to dhikr of the heart, so that it penetrates, you become accustomed. So initial taste is dhikr of the tongue, but it's the heart that does dhikr eventually, the heart. And this is the kamal, the miracle of the Naqshbandi order of sheikhs. The Naqshbandi teachers. The other salasil, the other orders, they start with dhikr in the tongue. Somebody becomes passionate and enjoys dhikr and he stays with that. But the Naqshbandi teacher who instructs Naqshbandi dhikr, directly he gives the lesson on the heart of the student. And that they know that time is short in this day and age, because when he starts doing dhikr of the tongue, he has to take a long time to get used to it, and the benefit to the heart takes so long, maybe he'll pass away before that. So the Naqshbandi Hazrat, the Naqshbandi students, Allah has given a reward. This is the sadaqah of Hazrat Abu Bakr Sadiq radiyallahu anhu, the great companion, that he is the head of this silsila, and Allah, he was given this silsila in such a way, such a great ijazah, permission Allah has given, such a great ijazah, that a person cannot imagine. Allah has given permission to us, so powerful, extremely powerful dhikr Allah has allowed us to do, that we can remember in his heart. It's not a minor thing. It's not a minor. Such a great ijazah permission Allah has given to us, that remember me in your heart. Allah Ta'ala has cut that other path off. Allah says, no need. So brothers, we've heard this today. We've heard this today. May Allah Ta'ala give us understanding that this is the preparation for the hereafter. This is the preparation for death. Dhikr. This is the real preparation for death. And this is what our life and hereafter depends. So there's so many hadith that I share with you. All our amal depend on this one action. That's why we do it. We do dhikr for this reason. That after dhikr, all our amal will be pure. Our deeds will be pure. Because with a pure breath, with dhikrullah, you are practicing the deeds of Islam. Then there's no waswas of shaitan in your practice, in your deeds, and there's no control of shaitan. So one is the action in the control of shaitan. And one is salah when you're under the control of shaitan. And one are the amal under the control of shaitan. Wasawis, whispering of shaitan, shayateen, weak, laziness, ignorance, thousands of excuses, riya, showing off, pretense, no ikhlas, no sincerity, riya. It burns all the deeds. The showing off is fake. It's not genuine. Yes, a person wants his praise, his piety, wants people to praise him, think he's good, and all those deeds will go to waste. There'll be no reward. But as soon as a person does dhikr Allah and practices, because he's purely doing those deeds for the sake of Allah, due to dhikr, maybe less quantity of actions, but they'll be very strong in their quality. The actions, very strong in their quality. That's how powerful is the effect of dhikr Allah. So how should we do it? The way Allah has ordered us, Ya ayyuhaladheena amanu dhkuru Allah dhikran kathira. First step is that do dhikr. Allah is explaining to us, do dhikr kathir, which means dhikr of the heart. That learn the dhikr of the heart, Allah is instructing. So if you want to keep on wasting your time, that's up to you. But whoever reads the Quran doesn't practice, then you're wasting your time, because this is preparation of the heart. No, I'll do preparation this way, he says. I'll do these amal, or I'll do those amal. That's up to you if you want to waste time. But what we say is that we will prepare for the hereafter based on Allah's advice. Amal will do all of them. But how? Well, Allah said, with the precondition, the system that Allah has given to us. So that's the first sabak. The first, learn the dhikr of Allah. And how should you do that? وَصَبِّهُهُ بُكْرَةً وَأَسِيلًا. Allah says, morning and evening. You know, some people say that the doctor says, take this antibiotic, you have to take it 2 times, morning and evening. If you don't eat in the evening, then the effect will wear out. Doctor says, should be a gap of 8 hours or 6 hours. That if you don't, for example, take the right intervals, the medicine, then the germs won't be attacked by the antibiotics. So Allah also prescribes to beat shaitan, lazim, compulsory, morning and evening do my dhikr, Allah says. Same way. And how Allah is kareem and merciful, do my dhikr, Allah says, dhikr is such a great name Allah is giving, and Allah is giving a reward on top of it as well. A reward on top of it. What a great reward. Allah says, when you do my dhikr, when you remember me like I am instructing to you, then on top of that parallel, I'll give you a reward. يُخْرِجُهُمْ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. Allah says, I'll keep on taking you out of the darkness and I'll keep on bringing you back to the light. Because you are doing it the way Allah has prescribed. This is Quran, brothers. I'm not telling you from my own opinion. This is Quran. يَا أَيُّوَ الَّذِينَ أَمْنُدْكُرُوا لَذِكْرًا كَثِيرًا صَبِّهُ بُكْرَةٌ وَسِيلَهُ وَالَّذِي يُسَلِّي عَلَيْكُمْ. First reward, Allah says, if you follow my advice and do dhikr, then this is the great reward that I've given you, the tawfiq to recite my name. Now if you want to be a monkey and animal, beyond this, what's the great reward? Allah says, that Allah, you've given us the tawfiq to remember your name, that with every breath, my breaths are being purified and going to Allah, and you are accepting my breaths. That you want a more reward than that? Allah, you are Rahim. Allah says, I like your action so much when you do my dhikr. Allah says, then I start feeling, I want to give you rewards. Yusalli alaykum wa malaikatuh. Allah says, me and my angels, we send mercies upon you. Mercies upon you. Just like you're sat here right now. This is our iman, belief, 100%. Who doesn't have this iman, he has no belief. That we all said, I have this iman right now, that Allah and his Rasul salam and his malaika, they're sending rahmas on us right now. How much Allah's karam? That person leaves his occupation, job, dunya, and he's arrived to such a place, Allah's home. Well, Allah and his angel are sending rahmah upon that person. Is there any place in Bolton like this right now? Tell me. Is any majlis, gathering, place or house, there's food, there's feasts, there are people gathered together, big shots, MPs, members of parliament right now. Is there any gathering right now where Allah and his angels are paying attention? No. This masjid, the Zakariya right now, where there are a few brothers sitting remembering Allah, Allah's total 100% focus and attention is on this gathering right now. When Allah's attention is here, then the whole universe's attention is on this gathering. SubhanAllah. The whole universe, spirituality, focus attention, because Allah is paying attention. Allah's angels sending rahmah. Then the whole world and what it contains is focused on this gathering. And this is the introduction of the people who do dhikr of Allah. Introduction, I'm telling you. So tell me, what a great bargain. Bargain. What does shaitan say? Oh, leave dhikr. Why go majlis? It's bidah, innovation. You don't need to go there. Go somewhere else. Oh, do it somewhere else. Oh, you prayed salah. There's no better deed than salah. You can go home now. Shaitan says, there is a greater thing than salah. Pure, 100% clean, crystal breath that Allah Ta'ala accepts. That is greater than salah. Because if Allah Ta'ala will accept the breath, then your deed will be accepted, isn't it? That salah that Allah Ta'ala doesn't accept and rejects, then how can that salah be greater? Well, how can the hajj be greater? All things big and small are based on Allah's acceptance. Any human being, if Allah accepts the human being, if he is whatever he is, he's a waste of a person, but Allah says, I've accepted you, then he's greater than thousands of kings. Because Allah, the King of Kings, has accepted that person. So what we need to try is Allah accepts us and our deeds. Do you understand what I'm saying? So, if your ibadat, you want them to be accepted, then purify your breaths. So then when your breaths go to Allah's court, then every breath is given with the permission of Allah. Every breath without Allah's permission, it cannot come to the body. So when you accept that, Allah says, oh, you can't go back now. Then, yes, oxygen, take it out of the body of the person. Allah instructs that, oh, there's no breath coming. Allah stop the breaths at that time. We say, oh, he's died, oh, his kidneys failed, or his lungs failed. No, the kidneys failed after, when the breath stopped, that's when the organs failed. When the organs failed, it's not that the organs failed and the breath stopped. Allah ordered first, stop the breaths. When the breath stopped, then the organs failed. That's the first condition. Is this not the case? Yes, this is sahih. So every amal, every deed that Allah has given us the permission to do, to purify it, what do we need to do? Allah Ta'ala says, so when you, to my instruction, do dhikr according to my instruction. No, let me sit down, do this me my way. Or I'll do this swap for this, or do this. Do it the way Allah Ta'ala has advised us every ibadah. That, for example, you can't pray Zuhr in the morning. You can't pray Isha at the time of Maghrib. Why? Because Allah has ordered, this time you pray this salah, this time this salah, this time this salah. Same way dhikrullah is the same. Allah has prescribed it. Do it kathir, morning and evening, in the gathering, and also do it individually. And also do it individually. Allah's hukum, Allah's order. Do it in a gathering, then you'll get the thawab of the gathering. So this is also a greater thing. The gathering, if you get a majlis of dhikr someone, Allah's rahmas on this masjid, Allah's special mercy on this masjid. No fighting, no quarrel, no fasad, no fitna. As I said, that when the breaths are purified, then fasad, fighting, quarrels are expelled from that place, from that locality, from those homes. There's no disputes, no fitna, because Allah's dhikr has so much barakah. So invite people. The people prepare for the hereafter. This is the preparation for the hereafter. Initiate your life with dhikr of Allah. A person's a thief, a bandit, drug taker, alcoholic, zani, adulterer. Says, I want to improve myself. Come to the friend of Allah. Teach him dhikr. I've seen this with my eyes. With my eyes. The person who teaches dhikr, they say, are you a thief, a bandit? Who are you? Don't come. He says, come forward. Taught him Allah. Yes, made his heart alive with his finger. And then he's coming himself to salah, himself to fajr. Why? Because the breaths are purified. The friends of Allah know that this is the system, how it functions, and that his breaths are being purified. But those people who, after learning dhikr, and they don't do dhikr and the way that Allah is advising, then how will their breaths be purified? Then they will be given more strict treatment. That the success is when you go to a sheikh, a teacher, you say, I want to become purified, he teaches you the method. If you say, I don't want to do that, then that means that you're not serious. You're a fraudster. You're doing fraud with yourself and your teacher. Either you have yaqeen on the Quran prescribed, go find a teacher, learn qalbi dhikr, doesn't matter how dirty you are, how impure you are, how much sinful you are. Then your salah will become correct, tabligh will come, dhikr will come, all things will improve, Quran will come, everything will improve. Everything will have noor, every part of your deen will have noor, but there's a system, you have to initiate that system. Isha, for example, you cannot have noor if you pray Isha at Fajr time, rather it will be sin. How will you get the in the morning you say, what are you doing? Oh, I'm praying, I won't pray Isha in the night, I'll pray in the morning. Tomorrow after work, so I'll pray now today, the salah of tomorrow. What will be the situation of that person? Yes, people say he's mad, throw shoes at him, expel him from it. He's mad. Why? Because everyone's got yaqeen, he's committing the sin, he's not praying salah. That he's reciting the same verses, same number of rakats. Won't you hit that person? You say that, push this person away. The same way dhikr Allah says, hukam, morning, you say, no, I'll do dhikr in the afternoon. Allah says that, for example, has given order, the time for talawat, Quran, recitation, there's time for everything. But we want to follow our own system, our own opinions. Say subhanallah. So this is dhikrullah, the importance of dhikr, my friends. Don't leave dhikr in your lives. So sad about those people. I'm so sad and I'm surprised at those people. Thousands. Today's been 60, 70 years I'm praising dhikr. Explaining dhikr. Defining dhikr. It's not stopping. It's not stopping. 2,000, close to 2,000 or 3,000 bayans, I think, online. Online, you can count them yourself. Go and count them. 2 to 3,000. There are many bayans that aren't online as well. There are more than that. Yeah, 60 years I'm speaking. And all about the dhikr of Allah. Look at that situation. So brothers, dhikr of Allah, do it. Do it the way Allah Ta'ala has prescribed. Kathir, And that means dhikr qalbi, learn dhikr of the heart, go to a shaykh, a teacher, and do your islah, rectification, tarbiyah, improvement, refinement, and then keep on traveling, improving. Your initiation, dhikrullah, Allah will accept you. That this individual has come onto the right track, he's making good effort. And at that time, if we pass away, then we'll be forgiven, beyond forgiven, because he's come to me, Allah says, after working hard, trying hard. He won't be a failure. So dhikr of Allah, make proper niyyah, solid niyyah for the preparation for the hereafter. And every breath of your life, pay attention. Every breath should be a dhakir, remembering Allah. That's it. Every breath should be a dhakir, remembering Allah. Your hand and life and body in the world, but heart is towards Allah. Whatever you're doing in the world. Because in the Naqshbandi silsila, the teachers don't say, leave the shop, go in the corner of the masjid, keep doing dhikr, don't live in the world, don't go to the wife, don't go to the children. No, we have the sunnah tariqah in our lives. Sunnah tariqah, that's the tariqah of the sunnah too by the Naqshbandi teacher. Have your wife, your kids, tarbiyah, drop them at school, bring them back, go to the shop, your business, everything, your relatives and worldly things. But Allah is also with you at that time. وَذْكُرُ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا لَلَكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. We don't forget Allah whilst living through the world. That my shop's not running, no problem, but I'm going to keep on remembering Allah. I've got money, no problem, I'll keep remembering Allah. Fighting, quarreling at home, no worries, I'm going to keep remembering Allah. To the end point, you have the tasbih, you keep remembering Allah, keep remembering Allah. I'm amazed on those people, I'm surprised at those people who say, I get lazy on doing dhikr, astaghfirullah. Amazing when they say that, amazing. So, you're not lazy going to the shop, not lazy counting the pound notes, not lazy in running into the dunya of enjoyment. When dhikr comes, you start sleeping. This is the ghaflat, the shaitani influence. The time to be awake, he makes us sleep. When it's time to sleep, we're awake. Yes, the sleepiness should come at the shop. But it does. Yeah, we have to keep, we are feeling sleepy. But the current, the injection of the pound, counting the pounds, 9, 10, 11 hours long shift. Then when we come home, we're upset, I'm tired, I'm upset, I'm physically tired. Who are you favoring when you come home and complain? Who are you favoring if you're tired? Why are you complaining? So who are you favoring if you come home and complain, I'm tired, I've worked so much, and my body's physically tired, and don't give this to me, etc. Who told you to go that many hours? Who told you to do that much work? Think about it. So this is the foolishness, isn't it? Because every breath of that person is being breathed with ignorance. So the lanat of Allah comes, and shaitan and jinns, they overwhelm that person, and dunya goes into that person, he doesn't realize what's he leaving, what's he wasting. That this is the clear sign. The person whose heart is waswasa of dunya, shaitan, love of dunya, munafiqat, hypocrisy, disbelief to Allah, no obedience to the Prophet ﷺ, and he follows his own deen, and he thinks he's pious and brave, and he thinks his deen is the best, and is solid and strong. He says, my deen's right, I'm right, I'm correct. But Allah Ta'ala's deen that's prescribed, he's not following that, then he's the biggest shaitan that is inside that person. Every breath of his is full of ghaflat and ignorance. Doesn't matter what he's doing. Doesn't matter what part of the deen is working. Doesn't matter what subject of deen, even if he's busy in the world, but guaranteed the Quran gives that shaitan's customer he is, and you have attached your life to shaitan. Yes, that person who is a ghafil of dhikrullah, he is the associate of shaitan. Allah explains this, that whoever is lazy, negligent of my dhikr, doesn't matter who he is. Then Allah says that shaitan overwhelms that person. Muqayyidu shaitan. So do we listen to the Quran's words or we follow our own opinions? So it's our fault. It's our fault that we don't correct and align our bodies in the right way. Purify yourself with what? Not with soap. Dhikrullah, purify yourself. Dhikrullah. Why Allah says tuflihoon? Why such a big guarantee Allah is giving? Is it a minor point that Allah is saying you are jannati? Is this a minor guarantee? If, for example, you say to a man, you're going to paradise. Who is Allah Ta'ala saying jannati to the dhakireen? Allah is saying you are going to paradise. Tell me, who is Allah Ta'ala saying this to? That the dhakireen, they are jannati, end of story. So is this a minor statement of Allah's to say this? So Allah Ta'ala says, Allah is Kareem and Rahim. The name of dhikr on top of that, Allah gives a reward as well on top of that. Yusalli alaykum, that upon you, me and my angels, we send rahmah upon you. Yukhriju min adh-dhulumati ilan nur. And the second reward, that all of the darkness in the dunya, to take you out of the darkness of the world, Allah says, leave that to me. Where do I take you then? Towards Noor, the light, the enlightened way. For which reason?
For which reason?
Because we are doing the dhikr of Allah. So the dhakir, Allah opens all the roads and the paths and the doors. How is this happening? How is this happening? How is this happening? Nothing. He does dhikr of Allah. And nothing else does he do. He's a dhakir. And he tries to save himself from the sins. So will we do this, brothers? Inshallah. Yes. So this was today's subject that came to my mind. And I presented at your service. Have fikr, concern. Your breaths are very valuable. Don't waste. Every breath can make you from what to what. One breath makes you kutub if you let it be breathed in a pure way. Make you ghawth. And that same breath can make you shaitan. It can make you wretched and cursed. And it could expel you from the court of Allah and take you out from that. So how necessary and essential our body, we need to utilize our breaths with the dhikr of Allah. We need to protect our life for this world. And thereafter, may Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. Ameen. Recite the rushi.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد شفيع المسلمين اللهم صل على محمد النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم على آله وسلم تسليما دائما أن من تخلقني ولم تكن بعدك وبعدك مستقبلك اللهم اغفر لنا ما قدمت وما اخرت وما اسررت وانت ما اسررت كنت عليه انت المقدم وانت المؤخر ولا اله الا انت يا حي ربنا اننا عملنا فاغفر لنا سنوك وعافنا وسلم ربنا اغفر لنا سنوك وعافنا وسلم ربنا اغفر لنا سنوك وعافنا وسلم تقطعنا فانسونا على القوم ربنا عملنا فاغفر لنا سنوك وعافنا وسلم ربنا كنا فقلنا ورحمنا أنت خير الواحد ربي خير أنت خير الواحد ربي خير أنت اللهم أعيننا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار عذاب القبر وقنا عذاب الحشر وقنا عذاب الميزان أدخلنا الجنة مع الأبرار يا عزيز يا قوي يا رب العالمين يا الله تم سبك مغفرة فرما يا الله ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما يا الله ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما ہماری خطاؤں کو يا الله درگزر فرما يا الله ہماری عبادات کو قبول فرما يا الله ہماری عبادات کو قبول فرما يا الله جو ہم محنت کرتے ہیں میری میں ہماری محنت کو کامیاب عطا فرما يا الله تو ہمیں قبول فرما دے يا الله تو ہم سے راضی ہو جا يا الله تو ہم سے راضی ہو جا يا الله ذکر فکر کی توفیق نصیب فرما گناہوں سے بچنے کی توفیق نبی کریم سب کے راستے پہ چلنے کی توفیق نصیب فرما یا اللہ ہمارے ماں باپ کی بخشش فرما یا اللہ تمام بیماروں کی شفا نصیب فرما یا اللہ جن حضرات میں حضرات میرے مولا دعاؤں کے لیے کہ اپنے دعاؤں کے لیے اپنے بچوں کے دعاؤں کے لیے میرے مولا ہم سب کے حق میں دعاؤں کو قبول فرما میرے مولا پوری مت تو رحم فرما یا اللہ پوری مت رحم فرما یا اللہ پوری ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرة اعين واجعلنا للمتقين اماما اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا واستاذينا ومشايخنا وجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الاحياء منهم والاموات برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.